Hi and good day everyone, McColgan here, and it's Thursday, February the 9th, and this is one of the February booze, and the planned material for today was how did you get your audio boo name, and also any nicknames. Well, I feel this one's quite up for me, so I should be able to go through this one fairly easily, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, McColgan, basically, my full name is Stuart James McColgan McIntyre. And basically, I've always been known as Stuart McIntyre in my personal public life. And very seldom have I been called James McColgan, very seldom had used those names for anything. And I found that later on in life, especially over the past year or so, that I thought, you know, it was a bit of an insult really to my granddad, because that's where the James McColgan came from, which was his name, and I was christened Stuart James McColgan McIntyre. So this is where things start to take a little twist here regarding that, because on the day of my baptism, my christening in the Catholic Church, my mother wanted me called Stuart James McColgan McIntyre. And of course, Stuart isn't a saint's name, and traditionally at that point, way back in 1950, the priests were quite adamant about saints' names. So there was a bit of a debate, let's put it that way, immediately preceding my baptism at the font. And the priest says, he must be christened James Stuart. And my mum says, no, his name is Stuart. We want the Scottish name first. So anyway, that got knocked back and forth a few times, apparently. Of course, I wasn't aware of this at the time, but it was all related to me later on in life, when I was at an age that I could understand all this. And so basically, my mother was led to believe she had won the argument. Unfortunately, the sneaky priest waited till he was pouring the water over my head, and decided, he said quite aloud, I now baptise you James Stuart McColgan McIntyre. And that was it. So I'm not quite sure if my dad got him by the throat. My dad might have done that at the time. But anyway, so I'm Stuart James McColgan McIntyre in real life, and as regards the records of the Catholic Church, I am James Stuart McColgan McIntyre. So that's the first bit out the road. So as I said, I never used those middle names for anything really. And it was a shame, because I loved my granddad. He was a right old Irishman. And I won't go into his life at this point. I might do that in another boo. But my granddad, I loved him. He had a lovely name. And here was me, all through my life, until I'm almost 60, ignoring this part of my heritage, as it were. So I started to use things like McColgan James on some sites, basically photography sites, and kind of get moved around to James McColgan at times. And then I joined a couple of forums and became simply McColgan. Now, there's also a twist in this, because McColgan, as my granddad was MC, which is McColgan. And if you do that on forums, it can get a bit, it can look a little bit funny to people trying to say the McColgan. So I just stuck an A in. It doesn't make any difference, because McIntyre is MC anyway, and it's only a derivation of MAC, which basically means son of or of the family. So I started McColgan, McColgan. It makes it easier. Then it's easier for people to call me Mac. I like to be called just Mac. And so, where was I? Yes, so the McColgan came into it for that reason with the A. And because people won't call you Meek. MC just sounds like Mick, and I'm not a Mick. I'm Scots. Well, I suppose I have Irish blood, but anyway, I'm true Scots, so not Mick, I'm Mac. And so that's where that came in. And so that's where my name came in for various websites and also for audiobook, obviously. So that is where McColgan came from. Now, to move on to nicknames, I have a list because, first of all, I was born ginger-headed. Bright, flame bright red hair. And so, when I was a youngster, a young kid, running about outside the doors, I was known as, apart from Stuart, but variably, ginger, ginger head, or carrot head, or carrot top. Went through all the ginger phases. I'm quite sure there's a lot of people on here that went through the same phases that I went through. There's quite a few actual good television sketches regarding ginger people. So anyway, I did go through it. And that was when I was a young, basically just a young lad, running about the street. When I got through basically puberty into being a young teenager, the only time I was called ginger head was when someone much larger than me was threatening me and would say things like, "Listen, ginger head, if you don't, I will fuck you." So that's where that came about. Anyway, in my youth then, I became Stu. Although Stuart doesn't really relate to Stu, but the thing is, my wife has called me Stu from almost the day she met me, all those years ago, and I'm quite happy with that. So as far as close family, and particularly my wife, I am Stu. In my youth I was Stu or Stu, or because I was only 5'6" and a half, remember that half, it's crucial, I got wee Stu or wee Stu. And that carried on for quite a long while, and sort of older friends of a certain family, I was christened Wee Stuarty, and every time they met me, I was Wee Stuarty, and it was quite endearing because they were very close friends to us, but in the same respect, it became quite annoying being Wee Stuarty. I prefer just plain Stu or Stew. Or Stuart, preferably, to be honest with you. Now, where do we go from Wee Stuarty? Right, okay. While I was at college, at the same time as at college, I was participating in karate, Shotokan karate. And did quite well in that, but that's not really important at all. And there wasn't really any names at that time. So anyway, unfortunately, the one guy was getting married, so we had a stag night for him, and I had a little bit too much to drink. Came outside, and we were having the usual drunken lads carry on outside. Nothing vicious, nothing bad, just larking about. And someone says to me, "Here's the Karate Kid. See if you can put that window in." Oh God, I did. I straight punched the jeweller's window and smashed right through it. Bearing in mind, I had no intention of doing that. No way whatsoever. But I did do it. Now, at that precise moment, a gentleman, let's say a bigger fellow than me, who was next door to the jewellers, came running out and grabbed me by the arm, as it were. And so I, reactions just took hold of me. I'd already been warmed up, the adrenaline was flowing by the severely painful knuckles I now had, and the shock that I'd just punched a jeweller's window and I may have been arrested. I kind of overreacted and I put this big fellow flat on his back with one straight punch to the throat. This leads indirectly or directly to me being called killer. The lads all had a good laugh at this, and the following day when we were back at college, I was greeted by shouts from the top of the stairwell of, "Here comes killer." So I was killer for 2 years after that at college. And I mean, some people used to look and go, "My God, why are they calling that little guy killer? Especially that little ginger-headed guy. Why are they calling him killer?" They must have thought, "He must be deadly, you know." or carries knives or bazookas or something about him, or grenades. Anyway, so I was killer for about 2 years at college. Now, fortunately, when I left college, that nickname went with me until I actually met up with one of the guys I was at college with about 3 or 4 years after that, pure accident, and he greeted me, strangely, by killer. I thought, "My God, you know, get over it. We're adults now. I'm Stuart, or wee Stu, or Stu, whoever you want to be, but don't kill her, for God's sake." Anyway, so when I was married, I moved immediately to my wife's hometown, because that was the only place we could get a house. At that time, you didn't get a house until in our area until you were virtually married, and we wanted to get a house and get it done up. So we moved to her town, and we're there for about 21 years. For 21 years, I was known as... Now, I won't give you my wife's second name, because that's unfair, because she hates all this social stuff. She doesn't want anything bantered about on the internet, and I quite fully understand her. She's a quiet lass, except when she shouts at me. And she calls me names as well. I won't mention them here. Anyway, so while I was up there, I was, for 21 years, even people that I got to know very well, I was Mary Hmm's man. Yes, that's right. You're Mary Hmm's man. Or here comes Mary Hmm's man. Or if you want something done, go and see Mary Hmm's man. And I thought, "My God, you know, learn my name. It's McIntyre. For God's sakes, McIntyre." So yeah, I used to get wound up a bit about that, especially after 21 years. I know there's a lot of old sayings about you're always an outsider and things like that. People have appreciated that. Anyway, now, one other name that I got christened with while I was up there for 21 years were the people who did not call me. They called me Jim. Where? Where the hell did Jim come from? Someone made a mistake and called me Jim. And it must have went just passed on by word of mouth. "Oh yeah, I was talking to that guy, you know, the ginger-headed boy over there, Jim." And before I knew it, half the guys in the housing scheme that we stayed in were calling me Jim. And I'm one of those guys, if somebody calls me something, unless it's, you know, quite abusive, I just leave them alone. I thought, they've made a mistake, they'll learn. Everybody makes mistakes. You know, I called someone Chris the other day or twice, and his name was Carol on Twitter. Sorry, Carol, if you listen to this, you'll know what I'm talking about. So anyway, Jim for a little while, and then it was back to Mary Hmm's man. Now, here comes the cruncher. This is a really good one. When I worked with British Leyland as an electrical engineer, we had an Irish guy, an older, much older Irish man, who was a great man. He was a good boss of the departments, in the maintenance departments, and a great family man. But Tom's head, I won't mention his second name, but it was Irish name, but it doesn't matter. Tom had this uncanny knack of getting people's names wrong. You know what I mean? So, Joe McBride would be called John McPhillips, or something similar. He would always get it wrong. And when I started there, now bear in mind he interviewed me, looked at my papers and everything, and then within about a month, he started to call me to other people as, listen to this, Sandy McIntosh. Sandy McIntosh. Stuart James McCaughey McIntyre. Where the hell did Sandy McIntosh come from? Well, anyway, I was christened immediately. From that point, with every person in the maintenance department, whether they were electrical engineers or mechanical engineers, it spread like wildfire, and I was Sandy McIntosh. I was there for over 7 years before it finally closed. And for all that time, and even to this day, if I meet someone who worked here, now I'm going back, when did it close? My God, 30 years ago? If I met these guys today, they would address me as, "How's it going, Sandy?" And so I've been christened by a name that lasted all that time, for every day of my life at work, Sandy McIntosh. I don't think I can go any further on with that. So, basically, after that, then I worked in another couple of companies anyway, and the last one for nearly 20 years. And fortunately, in that last place, I was called by either Stu or Stuart. And I was perfectly happy with that. So I kind of got back to normality for nearly 20 years. And unless they called me sir when the times I banged the desk down. So anyway, and then after that, everything is just back to absolute normal. Since I retired, I've been playing all Stuart, and everybody knows me as that. Occasionally I get Mr. McIntyre. I really hate that. That's usually from the people in the bank. I don't know why. No money left. Anyway, so I hope you have enjoyed my tour of names, because believe me, these names, why was I so, what's the word I'm looking for now? Why was I so, not festooned the word I'm looking for? Bestowed? Yes, bestowed so many nicknames throughout my life. When other people may get one or two, and I've had, well, fantastic amount of nicknames. So now, because you've heard me ranting and raving at this over the years, and I think I've said hell a few times, why the hell? I suppose now yous can all call me Grumpy Stu or Grumpy Gingerhead, because what the hell, at my age I don't give a damn anymore. If you want to call me that, you just go ahead and call me that. But please, please, I'm perfectly happy with Mac or McCollum. Mac is far better. I prefer just Mac. And you may say, why does he prefer to call Mac rather than Stuart? Because McColgan is only anything to do with my networking, social networking. So my photo gallery with Smug Mug is James McColgan, or I can't remember now if it's McColgan James. And obviously with Twitter and Audioboo, and I try to keep nice and simple now, keep regulated, not have too many web names for that, so I try to keep McColgan going. So basically McColgan and Mac is only for social networking. But please, since I'm dealing with you guys, and you are being kind enough to be nice to me, and to listen to me, and to give me the opportunity to listen to you, Mac is absolutely great. I love it. Just call me Mac. Fantastic. Okay. Little story over, and I look forward to listening to other people's views on a similar subject matter. Tomorrow's another day. Let's see if we can get through the day just being called plain old Mary. Man. Bye for now, folks.